And let me go to those exact words, noting that this is under summary of the invention. It is not under a heading which we frequently see that would be called preferred embodiment or examples of embodiments. Quote, these and other objects and advantages of the present invention are achieved by an internet billing method in accordance with the present invention of provider, and then it goes on to describe activities of the provider. And then if you go down to column 2, line 27, a few lines lower, there's the following sentence, quote, the provider creates access to the internet for the customer through the provider's equipment. So we know that third party, not the customer, not the vendor, but the third party, is providing access to the internet for the customer through the provider's equipment. That is a description of the invention as a whole, is part of the paragraph that refers to the present invention. And note that two paragraphs lower, column 2, line 49, begins, quote, the present invention in a preferred embodiment. So it's very clear that the applicant knew how to have a general description of his claimed invention, and then not surprisingly, at a certain point, he becomes more specific to describe a preferred embodiment.